Start recording. Pause recording. Good morning, Audioboo. It's me here. Announced with a little bit of voice over there because I'm doing as I'm frequently told by Fee, and that is to remove my earphones and I get a much better quality of sound. I'm recording this back in Audioboo Classic. Who would have thought it? Which, as many people are reporting, noting, has been upgraded in order to combine the wonders of Audioboo 2 with the original classic design. Actually, I don't think there's actually that much of the original classic design in here. The slightly amusing thing here is that I seem to remember when Audioboo 2 came out being instructed to remove Audioboo Classic. So presumably there are a whole load of people who don't actually have Audioboo Classic in order to upgrade it in the first place. I hung on to Audioboo Classic and, as some will know, have actually used both from time to time, as it gave me a little bit more flexibility. I could effectively have two boos on the go. Not recording at the same time necessarily, but you know, one paused, say, you know, and one running, so that I could do long boos and short boos at the same time. Anyway, I'm waffling on. Which is rare for me, I know. I just thought I'd just talk a little bit about my thoughts on the upgraded app. Also, first of all, I don't quite understand the new serial number, which is something like 3.0.2 or something. So I don't know what happened to version 3 straight. It's a bit confusing. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Overall, I like the design. It uses the... I don't know what you'd call it really, but the sidebar menu thing that Apple introduced, I think, last year. I mean, apps like Spotify have been using it for a little while, but it's a nice clean design. It's relatively easy to find things. I'll find out in a moment just how fast upload is now, whether it's imported the fast upload from Audioboo 2. From what I can see of the design, it looks good. There are a few sort of VI issues which others have mentioned. I think little, actually. Depending on how you use Audioboo, could be pretty significant. I think the main one that I'm aware of is that you can't get into other people's profiles without first turning off VoiceOver, which is a little bit of a pain. Although I'm just wondering whether it's possible to do it using a tap and hold. I'll tell you what, can I pause this and come back to it? Yes, I probably can't I? Bear with me, I'll be back. Pause recording. The countdown timer just tried to come in. I got a boop. I switch off the countdown timer, as it has always irritated me in Audioboo Classic, that if I wanted to record something quickly, it didn't happen. And I had to wait. Okay, the answer to that question is no, you can't tap and hold. I've tried different combinations of tapping, holding, tapping, double tapping, whatever. I can't see any way that with VoiceOver on that you can get into a profile. The only way, as Carabao One, I think somebody like that, was saying, is that you put the cursor on there effectively, or hover your finger on it rather, switch off VoiceOver, tap it, and then switch VoiceOver back on, which is not great, but I'm sure that the Audioboo team will be on it soon and sorting it out, which would be nice. Certain things I like on here. I like the fact now that it's a small change, but I like the fact that the title of the boo is read out before the person's name. That's quite good. I like the fact that channels that you follow are accessible in that sidebar menu. I like the fact that the last played bit is alongside record at the bottom, so record isn't taking up the whole width of the page, and that's quite good. So those are sort of just a few initial thoughts. I mean, for a long time, people have been asking for additional functionality like the ability to comment in app. That would be really lovely, Audioboo. Please, can we at some point have the ability to comment in app, both audibly and in writing? Would be glorious. Would also be quite nice to be able to, if you've recorded a boo, to change its destination. If you've accidentally recorded a boo, that would be a bit silly, wouldn't it, really? Accidentally recorded a public message instead of a direct message, to be able to change that back into a direct message would be wonderful. And one of my own personal bugbears is having to regularly turn off and turn back on again location settings, depending on whether I want a boo that I've recorded to be geotagged. And you can, certainly in Audioboo 2, I think you could, or could you? Anyway, in one of the versions, at least, you could add the geotag in if you'd forgotten to do it, but you couldn't delete it afterwards without going to settings and turning off geotagging. So it'd be great if on the upload page you could click on the location button and choose to display it or not, to use it or not. So there we go. Few quick thoughts for what they're worth. Nice to see that Audioboo have been working on this, and it'll be good to hopefully see some further development of the app in the future. Back again. I just remembered two other things I wanted to say. Well, I remembered one and I discovered one. The discovered one, first of all, now that I've been to the upload page, I'm quite impressed with it. I like the way that it's been done. Lovely, clean design. Nothing superfluous there. And from what I can tell, at least, easy to add a photograph or whatever you need to do there. So that's really nicely done. The other thing that I wanted to mention, ask, whatever it is, the upgrade blurb on the App Store says that Audioboo 2 will be, quotes, retired on the release of the new app or upgraded app. I'd love to know what that means, please, because I have a huge backlog of boos in Audioboo 2 waiting to be uploaded, and if the service for that app was removed, if it started rejecting boos uploaded from it, that would cause me issues. So a bit of clarification there from Audioboo Towers would be very much appreciated. But so far, tentatively impressed with this redesign.